In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In a very real and simple way, brothers and sisters, it can be said that we are citizens of the kingdom that God has created through the sacrifice of his blood on the cross. What is required of us is complete obedience and fidelity to Christ, who is our King. That really is all that needs to be said. But there is more that can and should indeed be said to remind us that the obedience that we give to God is precisely because of what it is that he has done for us. The establishment of this kingdom has come at the price of the blood of God himself. He offered that for us, died for us upon the cross, submitted himself to the infamy of the cross, in order that we might be set free once and for all. The battles that kings normally wage that cost the lives of others, the Lord himself does not sacrifice. Instead, he takes our place. And by the gift of his body and the gift of his blood, he ransoms us from Satan and from evil once and for all. This is why we are obedient to him. This is why we give everything to him, that first place that St. Paul reminds the Colossians that they are to give to God. He who is the firstborn from the dead, who has conquered sin and death once and for all. These are not pious platitudes that we simply profess with our lips. They must be the manner in which we live our lives and allow ourselves to be governed. Which means two very concrete things for us. First, that we then must be willing to die with Christ in order that we might live with him. This kingdom and the victory that has been gained for us has not been waged in wars that men have come together to do, but rather in the manner that God has gained victory through sacrifice, through suffering, through the gift of one's self. As he has done, he who is our king, so we as his subjects must do as well. And then as members of this kingdom, we must go forth and proclaim this truth. When Pius XI instituted this great feast almost 100 years ago, I believe it now is exactly 100 years ago, he reminded us that the church can never leave society and culture. Quite the opposite is true. We have the primary task of transforming society and culture and not allowing it to transform each of us. If the church has lost her way, and seemingly in some ways she has lost her way, it's precisely because she has allowed society to have too much influence on who we are and whose we are. That is not the way it ought to be, and it certainly cannot be that way, because we see the dead fruit that is born when we allow the world to transform us instead of we transforming the world. What that means for you as subjects of this kingdom, who are going to take this message of truth that Christ is the firstborn from the dead, who has given us new and everlasting life, is that when you take this into the world, they will reject you, and they will mock you, and they will ridicule you, because that is precisely what they did to our Lord. But you need to rejoice and give thanks to God that you've been found worthy to suffer in his name, because this is what it means to be a member of his kingdom. I say this not to you lightly at all, because it's going to cost all of us something. And if we have not realized that now, the world is making it very clear that who we are and what we have to offer, they simply do not want. We can walk away. We can hide our heads in the sand. We can be embarrassed by our Catholic faith, or we can go forth and proclaim it, knowing that in that proclamation, even if it is rejected, what we are offering to the world is the very truth it needs to truly understand who they actually are. This is why we will conclude our day with bringing our Lord into the streets, that people might see Christ and encounter the living God, the one whom we are about to receive in this sacrifice, to accept the Lord, which you are about to do, to take God himself inside of you, is the most profound pledge of fealty to Christ, who is our King. Be cognizant then of what it is that you are doing and the responsibilities you undertake when you receive the living God, because what you are doing is marking yourself as a member of this kingdom and pledging to go forth and preach and proclaim this truth. The Lord himself suffered and died that we might live. Now rejoicing in Christ who is our King, let us take up our banner, which is his cross, and go forth and proclaim his victory throughout the whole world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.